What do you get when you take two Gregs, put mics in front of them, then you add a picnic shirt, and you add a beer shirt, and you got a Greg show?
Yeah!
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Gregle.
It's the Friday edition of the Greg and Greg Show, and I've got a bunch of headlines that we need to blow through today. Mm-hmm.
I would like it to be noted and recorded for all time that Greg Jake does not know anything about current music.
That's a lie. I went 5 for 5 today in our current music quiz.
That is completely inaccurate.
Would you like to ask me a few more before we get into these headlines?
I can't think of them, but I will come up with a music quiz for you on Monday. How about that?
All right. It's a good tease.
And you'll go 0 for...
That is major market tease right there. Market one.
How about them apples?
Yeah. All right. We'll start with, from the HuffPost, police are looking for this dude named Samuel Otero, who's accused of sending nude photos of his ex-roommate to his roommate's girlfriend and grandma.
That, I don't understand this.
Says, think twice before agreeing to pose naked for your roommate in exchange for free rent.
What guy agrees to that?
I don't know. Think twice before agreeing to pose naked for your roommate in exchange for free rent. A man in Lake County, Florida learned that truism the hard way after he moved out last August. Police said the picture-taking roommate, identified as Samuel Otero, 37, started texting the victim constantly. Even worse, he allegedly sent the nude pictures he took to the victim's co-workers and girlfriend.
Nice.
He even left one of the naked snaps on a car belonging to the victim's grandmother, police said. Things really came to head on Monday when Otero allegedly threatened to shoot his ex-roommate and then himself if the two couldn't be together.
Whoa!
Police arrested the suspect on Tuesday for stalking, and he was later released on $5,500 bond, the Miami News reported. Dangerous and sometimes deadly roommate behavior is near constant fodder for headlines.
So, our very own Troy Squirt is moving out before I'm moving out, but he hasn't found a place yet. So it's looking like he's going to move in with me in my one bedroom studio that has no walls. So that's a naked tray all over my apartment.
Yeah, and in your bed probably.
He doesn't wear clothes when
he's
going to
eat bacon naked in your bed.
Yeah.
We're going to
be
together.
Naked bacon eaters.
That's going to be disgusting. Speaking of, have you seen that there's a recent uptick in like bird flu and swine flu cases?
Oh, finally. I was waiting for the apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's late, but it's still coming.
The CDC has encouraged people to start getting tweetment and start looking for ointment.
Tweetment and ointment. Seek tweetment and search for ointment. Worst jokes of all time.
Okay,
I love you,
so
buddy.
The next headline is, cops shoot a man holding underwear, not a gun, in Pennsylvania. This happened in Altoona. You know where Altoona is?
Why you can tune a violin, but you can't tune a fish.
it's kind of close to like Al Bass, Pennsylvania.
Al Bass?
Yeah.
Is it close to Salmon?
A Pennsylvania prosecutor says an officer was justified in shooting a man he thought was armed in a dark alley. Even
with tidy whiteys? Were they boxers or
it was a pair of black underwear in his hand. Blair County District Attorney Richard Consiglio did not name the Altoona police officer or the man he wounded. Consiglio says the officer was on patrol about 4:30 a.m. April 8th when he was confronted by a man who was naked below the waist except for his shoes. It's never a good thing.
It's safe to assume if a man is charging at me with no pants on that it might be underwear.
Can you imagine getting in a fight with that guy?
Rubbing his junk all over you?
Get hit in the forehead with junk?
I mean, he was packing heat.
He was packing some heat. Some Famunda heat. They haven't released the man's current condition. This happened up in the Great Lakes region. There was a fisherman.
Okay.
Who he was out minding his own business after he docked his boat, and while he was unloading his gear, he was approached by a man who was wearing a mask. So it startled the fisherman, and he asked the man what he was doing, and then the guy with the mask pulled out a deck of cards, and the fisherman, still kind of alarmed, he asked the guy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And the guy with the card said, pick a cod, any cod.
Worst joke ever. Continue.
Are you?
Is this Greg Jake's bad joke show?
Are you happy to know that Kylie Jenner and Jaden Smith are totally confirmed to be dating?
No, he got the least hot Kardashian besides Khloe.
They were spotted holding hands.
Oh, boy.
And here's a picture of it.
Did he say, hey, will you go with me?
Check yes or no.
Check yes or no.
He wrote a note.
I like you. Do you like me? Check yes or no.
Speaking of dating, Martha Stewart, have you heard about her?
Match.com.
Her romps. She's admitted to sexting and having a threesome.
What?
Martha Stewart appeared on Watch What Happens Live last night. She talked about how she sends sex messages.
What?
And at one point she said, I feel sorry for Paula Deen. This appearance is not to be confused with the live show she did with Andy Cohen last week, on which she talked about the art of rolling a joint. Martha Stewart's a party animal, dude.
Imagine a joint rolled by Martha Stewart. It would be the most perfect joint you've ever seen.
It would have to be, like, the greatest joint of all time.
And second off, a three-way?
Yeah.
Was Martha Stewart put on the rotisserie?
Oh, my God. All right, this happened in upstate New York.
Nuevo Yorko.
A math teacher, she found herself in a peculiar situation when a student of hers, a math student, pulled out, like, you know, those rubber band guns?
I'm just waiting for the bad punchline at the end of this one.
Well, no. Like, this kid pulled out, like, the rubber band gun, and he pointed it at another student. Okay. So the teacher ran over there, and she confiscated the rubber band gun.
Okay.
And she sent the kid to the office, where the principal charged the kid with possession of a weapon of math disruption.
God, I hate you so much right now.
Jennifer Harvey and Richard McBride were arrested for public sex by not one, not two, not three, but 25 bike cops.
Were they all on the same bike?
That would be hilarious. That's a great visual.
25 seats long.
These two people check it out. They're in a public park.
Uh-huh.
And they're getting busy. All right.
I that was the exact scenario that I pictured.
Jennifer Harvey, 41, and Richard McBride, 37.
Is she related to Steve Harvey?
They were arrested Tuesday afternoon after officers, 25 of them, all on bikes, say they saw them having sex on a bench near a baseball field in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
What are 25 bike cops doing in that close of a range to each other?
Funny you should ask.
What, is it a parade?
They were all at police bicycle school. So what's going through your brain when you're looking over and you see 25 bike cops going through training and you think, hey, let's get it on right here on first base?
Where is the bad joke in this one?
There's not. Look, there's no bad joke.
Real,
this
it's
is
a real story?
Legit story. Yeah.
Okay. You're thinking, I better finish this up quick.
You'd have to. I thought there was a picture in here. Do you think they're good looking?
No.
Think they're good-looking people?
No. If they were good-looking, like, the cops wouldn't have stopped them.
You think it's like Tom Brady and Giselle over there getting down on first base?
Tom Brady with his perfect hair, Brazilian girlfriend.
I think he has hair implants. I think Brady does. You think about that?
I don't think that that's accurate.
All right, this one happened in California.
No, it didn't.
It's
a fake story.
It's Dateline, California.
No, fake story.
A third grade music student was visibly upset after he witnessed his dog eat his trombone.
I hate you so much. All right, commence bullhorns.
Go. Bring it. Here's Rico with the bullhorn.
What are you doing tonight?
You, Rico.
Well, after that.
Cuddling with Rico.
The question from Rico is, what are you doing tonight? I am going to go eat with my family.
Bored.
And I'm going to be doing Rico, and then followed by cuddling Rico.
Y'all are going to have, like, more than brunch bros tonight?
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, well, we've probably reached our limit for our audio boo time.
This has been the worst audio boo podcast, I think, on audio boo.
I don't think so. I think it may have been one of the best. All right, coming up on Monday, Greggles is going to give me a relevant music quiz.
If I remember.
And other stuff. Yeah. And other stuff. That's it for the Greg and Greg Show. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
And have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.